Goodness, it's dark out. Those two have been gone almost half an hour.
Well, you know Fred and Barney. They're probably at the bowling alley.
Hey, Fred, I'm really disappointed. I thought they served champagne on these flights.
Barney, how can you joke at a time like this? We've been dive-bombed, beaten up, kidnapped, and right now we're over the middle of some ocean and may never see our loved ones again.
You know, Fred, that's your trouble. You always look at the dark side of things.
Trevor, you're a numbskull,
Kitty Huckasaurus 1 to control tower, preparing to come in for a landing.
Landing where? All I can see is that smoldering volcano.
Hey, look at that, Fred. The volcano is flipping its lid.
Destroy the island and get rid of evil for good.
Jay Bondrock, you're wonderful.
I know. Come, my darling. We only have 7 seconds to get off the island.
You think he'll make it, Fred?
I don't know why not. He's done pretty good so far.
Well, that takes care of evil for good.
Jay Bondrock, you're wonderful.
I know.
Wowee! That Jay Bondrock is some guy, huh, Fred?
You said it. A beast with the men and a pussycat with the ladies. Say, did you notice he looked a little like me?
Oh, Fred. You must be kidding.
No, I mean it. He's a lot skinnier, of course. But the general type. Look at this, Barney. You notice the resemblance?
Only the way your ears stick out.
Fred, are you through watching TV?
Watch this, Barney. Ah, you lucky girl. You may kiss me if you like.
What in the world? Stop that, Fred. What's the matter with you?
Well, I was just demonstrating the resemblance between Jay Bondrock and me.
Hey, you're pretty good, Fred.
Jay Bondrock, that's all you two ever watch.
Pebbles and Bam Bam can't get near the TV set anymore.
Well, that show isn't for kids. That's pretty strong stuff. Romance, intrigue, beautiful girls, secret missions.
Well, if you're interested in secret missions, I've got one for you right now. The Rebels are staying for dinner, so go to the market and pick up 10 pounds of Brontosaurus burgers and some buns.
All right, Wilma, all right. Don't shove.
And don't stop anywhere along the line. It's getting late and everybody's hungry.
Okay. Come on, fellow adventurer.
Right with you, Fred.
You know, sometimes I just don't understand those men.
Let's face it, Wilma. Men always wish their lives were wild and exciting, like Jay Bondrock.
But if anything really exciting ever did happen to them,
they would panic.
You know, Barney, the trouble with today's living is all the adventures taken out of life. Everything's too easy, too safe.
You're right, Fred. It's just one humdrum day after another.
Look at us right now. Two able-bodied, red-blooded men, and what do we do?
Yeah, going to the supermarket.
Yeah, you never see a guy like Jay Bondrock going to the supermarket.
With all those crowns, he doesn't have time to think about food.
Yeah. He needs
some life, that guy.
Watch out, Fred, watch out!
It's about time you two showed up. Here, take this and deliver it quick, or everything is lost.
Aren't you making a mistake?
Here they come, here they come. Go quickly and good luck.
Did you see that, Fred?
Yeah.
You suppose they were just giving him a lift?
I know, but if it was me, I'd rather walk.
The address on this thing is 1717 Stony Lane. What do you think we ought to do with it?
I think we ought to forget it.
Ah, come on, Bonnie. It's not far from here.
Gee, I don't know, Fred.
It's not going to kill us to do a guy a small favor, is it?
Well, maybe you're right, Fred, but I wonder why he didn't just put it in the mailbox.
Matter of time, I guess.
Yo, look, Fred, up there.
Huh?
Wowee!
You think that was an accident, Bob?
Well, you never know, Fred, but it almost happened to us. Hey, Fred, look. There's another one at 10 o'clock.
Run, Barney, it's every man for himself.
Hey, Bond, you okay?
Yeah, Fred. Whoa, that was close.
I don't like to frighten you, Bonnie, but I think somebody means us no good.
Well, I think it's worse than that, Fred. I think somebody's trying to kill us. 1717 Stony Lane. Hey, Fred, this is the place.
Just slip the envelope under the door.
And then what?
We run, of course.
Oh, smart idea, Fred.
What the?
Help, Fred! Help! Help!
I'm coming, Barney, pal!
Fred?
Hello, good lookings. I am Madam Yes.
Madam Yes? Yabba-dabba-doo.
Hello. What brings two nice men like you to a place like this?
Well, I'd say stupidity.
Actually, a fella asked us to deliver this envelope.
The plans. You have the plans.
I have?
Oh, the stupid fool. He put on the wrong address. Now listen. Take this up the street two blocks and make a left at the light.
Oh, no, we don't. Barney and I gotta go to the supermarket.
Yeah, that's right. Wilma and Betty are home waiting for us.
Please, please, you must help me. I'm just a poor, helpless beauty. And you're so big and strong and wonderful good-looking.
Well, now that you put it that way. What's that?
Someone's at the door.
It's them. They followed you here, you stupid good-looking.
Hey, Madam Yes, what's this all about?
There's no time to explain. Just remember, don't tell them anything, no matter how much they torture you.
What? Torture us? Hey, wait a minute.
So long, good-lookings.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm too important to be captured. Remember, say nothing.
Hey, hey, don't leave us.
How about that?
Here he comes, Fred.
Wait, Barney, hold the door.
All right, you guys, where are they? Talk.
Where is what?
The plans, you idiot.
Oh, the plans. Well, there was a very pretty lady here, and we gave the plans to her, and she disappeared.
That's right. She disappeared right into the wall.
You see, the way it started was...
So you won't talk, eh?
Sure we'll talk. We've been talking. Ow! We'll tell you anything you want to know. Ow!
We've got nothing...
Shut up. If you won't talk, we'll take you to someone who'll make you talk.
Listen, Mac, we were on our way to the store to pick up some... Brontosaurus burgers.
And some... buns.
Goodness, it's dark out. Those two have been gone almost half an hour.
Well, you know Fred and Barney. They're probably at the bowling alley.
Disappointed. I thought they served champagne on these flights.
Barney, how can you joke at a time like this? We've been dive-bombed, beaten up, kidnapped, and right now we're over the middle of some ocean and may never see our loved ones again.
Doctor, you know, Fred, that's your trouble. You always look at the dark side of things.
Rubber, you're a numbskull,
Giddy Huckasaurus 1 to control tower, preparing to come in for a landing.
Landing where? All I can see is that smoldering volcano.
Hey, look at that, Fred. The volcano is flipping its lid.
Hey, you up front. Where are you taking us?
Have you ever heard of Dr. Sinister?
Dr. Sinister? Is he a doctor or a dentist doctor?
I know a Dr. Finster. Any relation?
Look, this whole thing is ridiculous. You must have us confused with somebody else. I'm Fred Flintstone, and this is Barney Rubble.
Stewardess, shut them up.
Hold tight, boss.
And then we met this madam, yes.
And we gave her the envelope. Hey, that's good. He didn't have to say open sesame or anything.
Get in there.
Can't we talk this over like frightened adults?
Inside, inside.
Hey, you know, Bruce.
Yeah, boss.
When I think of what's in store for them, I almost want to quit the business.
Well, Fred, look.
How about that? A polished marble wonderland. And I thought we were going to get thrown into a dungeon.
Hey, this is nicer than the Rock Tilton.
I wonder why they put us in a place like this.
Who's that?
I don't know. Hey!
Gee, talk about room service.
Hello, good looking. It's me, Madam Yes.
Oh, no, Madam Yes.
Shh, careful what you say. This place may be bugged.
Bugged? You mean they may be listening to what we say?
Yes, like that.
Oh, then hear this. Whoever's listening, we gotta get home or our wives will kill us.
Listen, Madam Yes, our lives are in danger.
Please, I have no time for idle conversation. Did you tell them anything?
Tell them what? We don't know anything.
Good. Now I must go.
Well, what about us? We're in trouble.
Don't worry about anything. Look, I brought you a little chicken soré soup. Eat and be well. You handsome, good-looking.
But
I'm much too important to be captured.
Well, there she went again, right through the wall.
Hey, Fred, this chicken soré soup isn't bad at all.
Are you out of your mind? Don't eat it.
Why, Fred?
It might be drugged.
You mean they can hear me eating it?
No, no, that's bugged. Rubble, how can you eat at a time like this? It's beyond me.
Hey, Fred, look, television.
Oh, my gosh. What's that? Look at that face. Turn them off.
Hey, Fred, I'll get another channel.
Yeah, Barn. Get the ball game if you can.
You stupid fools. You can't turn me off. I am Dr. Sinister.
Dr. Sinister?
I will give you one last chance to talk. Otherwise, your fate is sealed.
But, Dr. Sinister, we're perfectly willing to talk. Barney and I were on our way to the supermarket to get some brontosaurus burgers.
And some buns.
So, you still refuse to talk, eh? Take care of that.
Uh-oh, Barney, here we go again. Ooh, I'm gonna get a headache. This keeps up.
Where can they be, Daddy? They've been gone over an hour.
Barney better have a good excuse when he gets back.
Send them to the store and they get lost.
I'll bet they're enjoying themselves.
It's getting closer, Fred.
I can see that. Pretty soon it's going to cut us right in half.
Thinking, it's terrible for two old friends to split up like this.
Will you be quiet?
Hey, Fred, listen. I remember Jay Bondrock was in a situation like this once.
Yeah. How did he get out of that?
Well, he just held up his hands like this, see? And the blade cut right through the ropes.
Man, you can't believe everything you see on TV.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Fred. Hey, Fred, it worked. I'm free. That friend at work.
Oh, don't stand there, Gabby. Get me off of here.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Ronnie. Let's go.
Right behind.
secret passage this way out. Don't just stand there. Let's go. This is it, Barney. Secret passage temporarily out of order. Use other exit. We got no time to lose.
I think I see a light up ahead, Fred.
Yabba-dabba-doo, Barney. What was that?
Please, good looking. You can't go off and leave me like this. You've got to save me.
What should we do, Barney?
Save her, I guess.
Save her after what she done to us?
Please, gentlemen, it will only take you a moment. See, over there, the guard has the key.
Hey, I think we ought to save her, Fred. After all, she is just a helpless, beautiful woman.
Okay, you get the key. I'm coming.
It seems to me I heard that before.
Come on, come on, we gotta hurry.
I don't think it's gonna be easy.
Come on, come on. Oh, Elizabeth, my sweet.
Hey, Fred, he thinks I'm Elizabeth.
Kiss me, Elizabeth, kiss me.
Hey, Fred, what'll I do?
Kiss him and grab the keys.
Nice work, boys. You handsome good-lookings. Now, don't make any noise or you'll wake up the guard.
What was that?
Uh-oh. I think you woke him up. Good luck, boys. I'm too important to be captured.
Oh, no, not again.
Remember, don't tell them anything.
But we don't know anything. I gotcha, I gotcha. Put me down, you big ape.
Hey, you're not so rough. Don't you remember? I'm Elizabeth.
Boys, perhaps I've misjudged you. You seem to be more clever than I thought. I have a proposition for you. How would you like to become my partners?
Your partners?
Yes. Together we rule the world equally. 60% for me and 40% for you.
Hey, that sounds fair. Do we get an expense account?
Quiet, Barney. Dr. Sinister, what would we have to do?
Nothing much at all. Just turn over the plans to me. And from then on, it's one for all.
Hey, Dr. Sinister, what do we do with this guy?
What else? Throw him in the bottomless pit.
The pit? No, no, not the pit!
Let's go, Sam.
Not the pit! No!
Who was that?
Oh, nobody important. Just one of my ex-partners. Now, gentlemen, the plans.
We gotta get out of here.
No.
Well?
Dr. Sinister, it's like this. We don't have the plans. We don't even know what they're for.
We've been trying to tell you that all along.
Besides, what do you want to rule the world for anyway?
Hey, it's a headache. Look at the taxes you have to pay.
You won't make a dime.
You're better off opening up a little office someplace and going into a private practice.
Find yourself a nice girl and get married.
Yeah, sit down, raise a family.
Got it, Barney. Let's go.
Pit. You're about to get a demonstration of what happens to people who cross Dr. Sinister.
Look, for the last time, we were just going to the store to pick up some...
Quiet, fool. Listen to this rock.
I don't hear anything.
Me neither.
That's just it. You never hear anything. It's bottomless.
Bottomless? You mean we just keep falling?
That's right. Forever and ever and ever, eh?
Look, we were just going to the store to pick up some brontosaurus baggies.
And some buns.
Throw them in.
A bun? Barney, quick, what would Jay Bondrock do now?
Search me. Hey, wait. I know. Judo chops.
And a two?
Judo chops? Yeah, with a side of the hand. Like this.
And a...
Hey, Fred, it works.
Guards, guard, don't let them get away.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Judo chop, chop. Judo chop, chop. That's it, Barney. Let's go.
I'm with you.
Stop, you fools. Get them. Don't let them get away.
Your judo chops were great, friend.
Yeah, I'm just a chip off the old chump, eh?
Stop them, somebody.
A judo. What's up, chump, chump?
A judo. What's up, chump, chump? It is still coming, friend.
You fools. You can't escape me. Hold it, boys. This time they've had it.
Hey, friend, we don't seem to be getting any place.
We're on a treadmill, Barney. Hit the deck.
What the?
Hey, wait, friend. Read the signs. Do not enter. Top secret. Keep out. This means you. Hey, we're liable to get into trouble.
What do you think we're in now? Come on!
Holy Cowasaurus!
What's this? Dr. Sinister's World Destruction Machine. Patent pending.
Wow!
Aha! Good lookings. You have found it.
Uh-oh, Barney, it's that dame again.
Help! Dr. Sinister! Save us! Help!
Wyatt, you're just in time to help me destroy the island. Quick, pull that lever.
Ready or not, here I go. Okay, what now?
Not that one, you stupid good-looking. The other one, the other one.
I'll pull it.
Quick, let us go.
You mean you're going to take us with you this time?
Of course, but there is no time to lose. The whole island will blow up in 5 to 6 seconds.
Say, madam, yes. Who told you about that lever to blow up the island?
Oh, that. I saw it in a Jay Bondrock movie. Well, here we go.
Madam, yes. Why are the plans so important?
Why are the plans so important? Please don't ask me. We only have seconds to get off the island.
Hey, what does the sign say, Fred?
In case of emergency, break glass.
And that the island about to blow up. This is a case of emergency. So long, good lookings. I'm too important to blow up.
She did it again, Barney. She did it again.
Well, what do we do now, Fred?
Blast off before the blast.
I'm with you, Fred. What now, Fred?
The only thing we can do, swim for our lives.
It's a good thing I had this can of Tunasaurus. Boy, when I see them, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Just wait until I get home.
I hate seafood.
We're home, Barney, we're home.
Yeah, Fred.
Wilma, Wilma dear, we're home.
Fred Flintstone, do you realize you've been gone almost 2.5 hours? And where's the Brontosaurus burgers?
And the buns.
I'll bet you didn't even go to the store.
As a matter of fact, we didn't. But wait till you hear what happened to us. First of all, we were attacked by a giant bird.
And then we were knocked out and brought to this volcanic island.
And then there was this mad Dr. Sinister who was planning to destroy the world.
And Madam Yes. Fred, don't forget Madam Yes.
Yeah.
Dr. Sinister? Madam Yes? Where'd you get that from, Jay Bondrock?
They don't believe us, Fred.
I'll get it. Yes?
Good evening. I wonder if you can help me. My car has a flat tire, and if you can just...
Oh, no! Madam, yes!
Fred, where are your manners? That poor woman is in trouble.
Leave him alone, Wilma. He knows what he's doing.
Meet the Flintstones.